Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the famous Emilia Show. Hello, my imaginary friends. And it's day three today of the famous Emilia Show. And guess who I've got with me today? Can you guess, listeners? Can you guess? Have a listen to this voice.
Hello, everybody.
That's right. It's Emilia. Hello, Emilia.
Hello.
Hello. How are you feeling today?
I don't know.
Good? Bad? Famous? Infamous?
Like I'm a celebrity.
Celebrity. You're feeling like a celebrity. Right, what have you been doing in your celebrity day today then? Did you go to film premiere? With the big red parquet carpet and the paparazzi photographing you in a fantastic dress. Did you?
We went to the cinema and watched The Jungle Book.
Oh, The Jungle Book. I remember that from when I was a kid.
But it had like real animals speaking.
What?
Was it cartoon or had it like real animals?
Cartoon.
The one we were watching it were real animals.
Could you speak clearly, please?
The one we watched was real animals speaking.
How did they get the animals to speak?
But they're not actually real, but they actually look as if they're real. I'm not that sure. It's hard to explain.
Uh-huh. And was it a good film?
Yeah, but I already watched it when I went to one of my friends' parties in the cinema. I watched The Jungle Book.
So it's the second time you've seen this film?
Yep.
And is it better the second time you watch it?
Yeah, because I fairly knew what was going to happen, but I still got a fright sometimes.
Ah. And what else was good about going to the cinema today? Did you have popcorn?
No, we went to, afterwards we went to Halfords and I got a new helmet and I got my wire basket thing.
For your bike. Ah, cool.
And then we went to Pets at Home to look at the animals and get some treats for the gerbils and some more wood for them to chew on, and we got them a little hide and seek play thing that was basically like this cube with loads of holes in, so they can peek in and out. And this thingy, diagonal board thing, so they can go into a hole to walk on.
So if I have a look in the gerbil cage, will I see lots of new toys in there?
No, they're not in it yet. But you know, the box next to the thing I usually put, I don't know, like the plastic run around ball thing. Okay. And there's the box, it's still in the box. And I chose the hide and seek thing specially.
Cool.
But it's wood, so they might chew up. It's going to take a long time to do that. And we got them another two of those logs with holes.
And in the cinema, did you see any interesting adverts?
Yeah, we saw the one where the grown-ups are saying their favourite part of in the Haribo Star Mix, but they have triumph voices, and the Pearl and Dean thing that goes da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
What was this one about a robot dog?
Yeah, there's one where there was this robot, and it looked like it was massive, and it was about to destroy the city, and all this sandy was going... And then all of a sudden it turned really small, and then this dog was tricking out of the back of his ninja and jumped on top of him. I was like, yeah, and knocked the robot over.
Right, what was that advertising?
You should get a Nissan.
Ah, Nissan. We've already got a Nissan. Haven't we? So, Amina, you know how you're so famous and everything?
Yeah.
To what do you attribute your success? Why are you so famous?
I don't know, because I'm weird, I'm funny, I'm one of a kind.
You're one of a kind, you certainly are. Well, thank you very much for being on my little Emilia Famous Show. And can we speak to you again tomorrow, perhaps?
Yeah.
Okay, any more words of wisdom for the listeners on Audioboo?
No.
No, okay. Well, you have to come up with your own wisdom. Until tomorrow, toodle-boo.